Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday.
Well, I could fill our time talking about New Year's resolutions and how we're going to change the world and fix things and all those really aspirational things, which we love to do. But right now, I'm not going to do that. Sorry. I promise it will end on an encouraging note. I want us to just go back, look at a 2025, some of the harder moments, maybe personally, maybe just globally, maybe that we're experiencing just in the world today. We're still standing after dealing with the higher costs of everything with inflation, and it hasn't been easy. I mean, I saw, did you know that some fast food burgers, $15 a piece? I mean, who can afford that? It's just an endless cycle that we are kind of in. Healthcare costs are out of control. Drug addiction in our country is just destroying people. It's destroying families, violence, crimes, these kinds of things. So we feel all that. We experience all that and just feel like things have fallen so far. And we're just surprised by how far things have fallen. But God is not surprised by these things. In fact, he tells us in John 16:33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So whenever you're feeling kind of in that tough situation, I hope you can reflect on this. Again, that's John 16:33. And these words, for me, they just remind me that despite the ugliness around us and all the trials, our faith in Christ, it offers us a peace that transcends all of these worldly troubles. We don't have to live in that darkness. He has overcome the world, and in him, we find the strength to face that darkness. And we might have to do that daily. We might have to do that hourly. So this year, maybe one of our goals, if we're going to have a New Year's goal, is to live right now with our feet on the ground, planted on the ground, but our heart in the kingdom. So I'd love for you to join me there today.